Hachette Audio presents Tell Me What You Want, The Science of Sexual Desire and How It Can Help You Improve Your Sex Life. Written and read by Justin J. Laymiller, Ph.D.
We are the recorders and reporters of facts, not the judges of the behaviors we describe. Alfred Kinsey. Preface: Fantasy, Fear, and Freud. I'm scared people will find out what I masturbate to. So said television actor Donald Glover in an emotionally raw Instagram post. With a simple photograph of a handwritten note, Glover perfectly distilled the profound sense of dread so many of us feel about our own sexual desires. Instead of seeing them as something to be shared, or possibly even acted upon, we tend to tuck them away in the deepest recesses of our minds, because we view them as nothing more than a source of potential shame and embarrassment. Social scientists have long known that sexual fantasies go hand in hand with feelings of guilt and anxiety, having published dozens of academic journal articles over the years supporting this conclusion. Anecdotally, I have observed this among readers of my website, Sex and Psychology, a site I created to provide science-based sex ed for adults. Shortly after posting my first article, I began to receive emails from people all over the world who were worried about their own fantasies, or sometimes, the fantasies of their partners. Women whose most arousing fantasies involve themes of rape. Heterosexual men who get off on transsexual porn. Married women who have discovered that their husbands enjoy cross-dressing. And men who want to share their wives and girlfriends with other men. They all want to know where these fantasies came from and, more often than not, what's wrong with them. Their concern is hardly surprising. For centuries, political, religious, and medical authorities in the United States have argued that what's acceptable to desire when it comes to sex is very narrow. They've pretty much told us that we shouldn't do anything other than put penises in vaginas, and even that, ideally, should only take place within the confines of a heterosexual monogamous marriage. Desires for any other sexual activities have been deemed unnatural, immoral, and unhealthy, and we've been discouraged from acting on them with threats of criminal prosecution and divine retribution. There are obviously many sources of blame in America's legacy of sex shame, but I want to focus on one here that has a tendency to get overlooked: our mental health community.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?